Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So we're talking today about a new set of regulations that have been rolled out in Mpumalanga about times.
So it's Limpopo.
It's Limpopo.
And, yeah, and about to be rolled out. It'll be effective from August, which is tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and relating to times and not selling alcohol after midnight.
Yes, midnight was going to be the cutoff. So there's a bar or a tavern or a restaurant or something like last call midnight, no more sales after that.
Yeah, and the Limpopo Liquor or the National Liquor Traders Association is taking this to the High Court.
I can imagine.
So I've got a short clip here from Lucky Ntamani explaining why they are taking this to the courts.
It is rather unfortunate that we have to resort to court processes to resolve an issue that could have been handled differently only if the government of Limpopo cared about liquor traders instead of peddling half-truths to try and defend an issue that seeks to destroy the livelihoods of liquor traders and the value chain.
Okay, so I want to just throw a spanner in here. Let's say I have a club and it's in Limpopo and the club closes at 2 a.m., right? Yeah. I can't sell liquor after midnight.
Mm.
But what I can do, my opening hours are till 2 a.m., right?
Mm.
So what I can do is everybody that wants drinks between 12 and 2 can pre-order, prepay for those drinks and then drink those drinks was now until 2 o'clock. So what is this legislation going to do if I'm clever enough to use that loophole because I didn't sell after 12?
It's 11:55. Let's buy two bottles for the table and sit here.
It was pre-bought, man. The music is still going. Everybody's still jamming. I didn't break the law.
Yeah, look, and that is some of the thinking. So I went and looked up a bit and I came across a study by some very smart people at the University of Cape Town. And they studied, because yeah, internationally even, and I'm going to come back to that point, the reason this is being put forward is mainly, there's other reasons, but mainly linked to health and the issues around consumption of alcohol. We know that South Africans are amongst the heaviest drinkers in the world. So they looked at closing time scenarios and they did find that there are decreases in six areas, mainly things like alcohol consumption, number of deaths to alcohol consumption, number of cases with these kinds of conditions. They looked at a number of variables, but they did say it is too early to say whether midnight, 2 a.m. makes any difference, kind of in line with what you're saying. Also because alcohol consumption takes place in a bigger context. So if someone has a problem with alcohol, so the liquor traders certainly are saying it'll just push people to the illegal market. In that if you want to get your alcohol, you'll find a way.
Or it'll make people binge drink. Let's get as much booze in us as we can before 12 a.m. because hulle gaan ophou verkoop.
Yeah, that's one half of the conversation. The other half of the conversation is we know, factually, studies around the world will tell you that, you know, the more people get together and drink, the more drunk driving you have, the more accidents you have, the more violent crime you have, the more stabbings and murders, the more gender-based violence you have when people get home. Like, the more people drink, the worse things become, right? This is a fact. And I asked my Twitter, my 100,000 odd followers, I asked them four questions a couple of weeks ago when the news broke, and the results were interesting, right? First question, do you think an after midnight sales ban will have any real impact? 65% said no. I said, do you think it will be implemented strongly enough to make it work? So will the cops actually do enough work to make it? 99% no. So we've got no faith in this being enforced at all. But do you think it's right that such a sales ban can be brought in the first place? 67% of people said yes. And I said, would you support such legislation being rolled out to the rest of the country? 63% said yes. So the majority of people, at least in my tiny little snap poll, reckon tighter regulation would be good for all of us, but we've got no faith in it being pulled off.
Yeah. And then I kind of want to look at the other side of that, and it's the liquor traders who are going to suffer because mense weet nie hoe om hulle alcohol gebruik te reguleer nie.
Waiters, so, waitresses, club owners, the after dark economy, all of that
everybody
stuff.
Everybody is going to suffer because people don't know how to regulate their alcohol consumption. Yeah. So this baie van a, like, it's very much like a catch-22. Like, you don't want to blame the liquor traders, and you don't also want to put all the blame on the people who are drinking.
Yeah, and this is why it's complicated, and I wanted to have this chat this afternoon. Because, I mean, midnight, you might think, okay, fine. What if it was 9 o'clock? You and know, that's actually, yeah. What if it was 8 o'clock? What if it was sundown? Like, if we're going to pick a time,
yeah.
At what point do we go no and we push back? What point do we say yes? And this is where I'd love to open the WhatsApp line and just get your thoughts on this whole thing. Is it a good idea? Because I think South Africans, we have a horrendous relationship with alcohol.
Mm.
We could probably, as a country, do with a lot less.
Look, and what you're saying is very interesting in that I came across a case study in Paris, in France. They imposed a restriction at 5 p.m.
Five.
In certain areas, 5 p.m.
And you know, there's an interesting thought.
That sounds weird for me for Paris because, like, French people love a glass of wine with dinner. Yeah. So that
it's,
is...
Yeah, it's certain areas and it's linked to... So at supermarkets and corner shops, you can, some places, you can still get after 9 p.m.
Mm.
But some areas at 5.
So I don't really know what the question is to ask you this afternoon. I just know that there are lots of places your brain can go on this topic. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? Will it bring down any kind of violence and crime? Will it be more safe for women and kids? Will it be implemented properly? Is the economy going to lose money? Is this a good idea? Should it be rolled out nationally? There's a lot going on in this conversation. And Limpopo is not the only province to do this. And, you know, we might look at rolling it out more widespread.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.